In theory, that's what's supposed to happen. But instead, what happens is once we've gone through that manufacturing, we've created that spike protein, there's a lot of different things that can happen with it. For one thing, it can irrevocably bind to the surface of your cells. The other thing that that protein can do is, but through a process called transfection, can go backwards. The protein then can bind to your DNA and irreversibly change it. The third thing that spike protein can do once we've manufactured it is, yes, we can make antibodies to that spike protein. The problem is there's a real issue with the antibodies that are created through this process. Under normal vaccination, like for, say, flu shots or the measles or shingles or the chickenpox, we make a particular type of antibody that's called a neutralizing antibody. When that binds to those recurrent viruses, it gobbles them up, brings in your white blood cells, and disposes of it. We don't even know that happens. It happens all day long in our immune system. But the anti-spike antibodies, I've mapped out about 10 different mechanisms of injury that that anti-spike antibody can cause inside of your body once it's been created by that process, that manufacturing process I just described. That anti-spike antibody that's supposed to be there to keep you from getting sick, actually, if you produce it in very high quantities, can have direct adverse effects on your tissues, primarily your lungs, but also to the liver, to the kidney, and to your heart.